Our Christmas cheer is settling over everyone right now. Whether you think it's too early for the trees to go up or not, I've definitely seen enough shopping centre wreaths up by now. The holiday's only a month or so away, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison has gone all Grinch on us and cut over $300,000 from Food Bank Australia right before their most important time of year. But how's this for some breaking news? Apparently 20 minutes ago on Twitter, our fearless leader has announced that he's actually backflipping on this decision. It's all a bit of a schmozzle, but we are lucky enough to have Sarah Pennell, General Manager and Company Secretary of Food Bank Australia, on the line to tell us a little bit more. Sarah, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure.
So as I said, about 20 minutes ago, we've seen some tweets coming through from the Prime Minister saying that he's actually going to be reversing this funding cut. That must be amazing on your end.
We are so pleased that he has decided to see sense, because the original cut was just such a short-sighted decision, you know, kind of bureaucracy at its worst. And it meant that we were going to be in dire straits, just as you say, a few weeks out from Christmas. But some good old-fashioned public pressure has managed to work its magic.
If these cuts had gone ahead, what sort of impact would they have had?
Well, the government funding, the federal government funding that we received, actually helped to underpin our Key Staples program. And this is a program that enables us to work with the food manufacturing industry to manufacture the key staple foods that don't come via food rescue. So things like pasta, rice, sugar, tea bags, breakfast cereal. As you can imagine, they're pretty efficient when it comes to manufacturing and distributing these products. So there isn't a lot of surplus, and we don't see much being donated to our warehouses. But these are the kind of products that our charities really, really need. So we have to manufacture them. And the food industry is very generous, and they come to the party on that manufacturing. So it only takes a very modest amount of money in order to be able to create a lot of really essential foods. And this is what the government was funding. And then they decided to cut their funding in half, halfway through the financial year, and therefore halfway through our annual manufacturing program. And that was going to have dire consequences for us.
And I imagine, I know you guys help over 700,000 Australians, which is just a staggering number. I imagine that...
That's just every month.
Every month? Oh.
That's just every month, yes. I mean, there are 4 million Australians who experience food insecurity at some point during the year.
These just staggering numbers.
Yeah. And it's only getting worse. Charities tell us that more and more people are coming through their doors, and that they don't have enough food as it is. So we operate at scale in order to address this problem, but we're not getting food to everybody who needs it, and more still needs to be done. So, you know, when you're faced with that situation, to be cutting the already incredibly modest funding that we get. I mean, I think I have to state that regardless of Scott Morrison's reversal on this decision, the amount of funding that the whole food relief sector gets is really grossly inadequate. And we've been calling for a food security strategy for some time. And we're going to continue to call for that, because this is an issue that affects 4 million Australians, as I said, and yet we have no plan to address it properly. What we do at the moment, we see as more a kind of Band-Aid approach, and we just think the government needs to get its act together. And instead of making these arbitrary decisions about cutting funding or restoring funding, we need to have a proper policy in place.
And you mentioned this, the food security plan. Ultimately, what would you like to see if that went ahead?
Well, there's a number of things that we think could be done immediately. For a start, there's a suite of tax reforms. And I know tax sounds terribly boring, but gee, it can be really, really effective. And there are some tax reforms that have been adopted in countries overseas that have proved to be really effective. And this is in relation to incentivizing food industry to donate more food, incentivizing the transport industry and the warehousing industry to actually donate transport and storage of food, because that's the single biggest cost for us at the moment. If you take an example, farmers can donate food to us, but we can't really expect them to fund the cost of transporting that food in or warehousing that food. And at the moment, there is no tax incentive for the transport industry to do that. As I say, overseas, various tax incentives have been adopted and have been very effective. So there's things like that that the government could be doing that could really help to improve the situation, you know, free up more food to go to those people who need it.
And just before I do let you go, Sarah, you've mentioned donations a couple of times. While we've been chatting, where can people go if they do have, you know, something they can donate or time to help out?
Well, if they go to our website, they'll be able to find out all the information. We have a warehouse in every capital city of Australia, and we love to have volunteers in those warehouses. In fact, those warehouses are run on volunteers every day, sorting the food and packing the food to go out to the charities. And also on the website, if people want to donate financially, they can do that.
We'll get the link up in the podcast. I imagine you've got a very busy day ahead of you. Thanks so much, Sarah.
No, thank you so much for talking to me.
That was Sarah Pennell. She's the General Manager and Company Secretary of Food Bank Australia, having a chat to us this morning about the latest budget cut, then backflip, all that fun stuff that Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been dealing with in the last 24 hours, and how, you know, at the end of the day, even the money that they're working on, I am truly amazed that they managed to do the work that they do with the budget they already had without the cuts. So, like I said, we'll get the link to Food Bank Australia up on the podcast. You can find that at 2SER.com.